I love the kids and stuff in general anyway. And because of my character, I really wasn't able to interact with them as much as I would have liked to. Because I always had to be the mean, nasty guy and stuff that didn't do a lot of autographs and didn't speak to people very often and kind of brushed by them and stuff. So I didn't really get to spend the time I would have loved to have done had I been one of the good guys where I could kiss babies and, you know, shake everybody's hand kind of thing. So when I first started wrestling and stuff, I did a lot of the Say No to Drug talks. I did some stuff with D.A.R.E. And I enjoyed doing that and reaching out to the kids. And then when I was in South Africa, I lived over there for 5 years and was out there like three or four times a year about 3 years prior to that. So I spent a good part of my life in South Africa. And I would go to schools and stuff and talk to kids and stuff there. And I really enjoyed doing that. And then I moved back to the States. And, of course, my schedule got hectic. And I just wasn't able to get into it again. And when, you know, my body started falling apart, you know, I started looking at other things that I could do. And it's like I really wanted to, I guess, kind of give back to life with some of the things I went through. You know, I fought suicide at different times in my life. I had problems with alcohol. I had problems with drugs at different times. So, you know, I really just want to kind of give some of my message and stuff to these kids and keep them from going down the same path that I went down. And the bullying and stuff was a big topic, but a lot of the things and stuff I deal with is still like peer pressure and removing or not letting people put labels on you and stuff that they tend to want to do, you know, and trying to give these kids a more positive outlook on life and stuff to where they feel better about themselves, because if they love themselves, then nobody else is really going to be able to affect them. But if you don't love yourself, then it's really hard to expect other people to do it.
How do we build ourselves up in that sense so that we can get through an instance like that?
I'm real big and stuff about what's called positive affirmations. So I'll tell kids, every morning when you get up and every night before you go to bed, look at yourself in the mirror and actually talk to yourself and tell yourself that I am special. I am amazing. I am beautiful. I am smart. I can do whatever I want to do if I put my mind to it. I'm going to work hard to achieve my goals. And the human brain, once it hears this, it doesn't really decipher that it came from you or from somebody else. And once you start hearing that over and over again, it starts helping you develop a better outlook and stuff towards yourself, because you're hearing all this positive stuff being said about you. And I mean, if you think about it, if you played sports or anything like that stuff, you know, getting that pat on the back from the coach and, oh, you did a great job tonight. People said, oh, you played a good game and you're a good player. And you hear that stuff and you get more of a self-confidence about yourself. And like I said, your brain doesn't really decipher that it came from you or came from somebody else. It heard it.
Once again, we've been talking to Jeff Bearden, a motivational speaker and former professional wrestler. So wonderful talking to you, Jeff, really.
Oh, I've enjoyed it. Thank you for having me.